Welcome to Cooking Vibes with Michelle and Leah. This week's sponsor is Creative Corner, located in the heart of West Hempstead at Hempstead Avenue and Roosevelt Boulevard. And here are the hosts of Cooking Vibes, Michelle and Leah.
Hi, everybody. It's Michelle Segalnick.
Hi, I'm Leah Bernstein.
Today, we're going to speak about one of our favorite foods. And this week is the first day of winter, the winter solstice. So what better food to talk about than
soup?
Soup is the ultimate comfort food. It is a bowl of deliciousness and homey comfort. It doesn't have to take a long time to make soup, depending on what type of soup you're making. I think we should talk about the ultimate soup first, which has to be chicken soup, right?
Oh,
nothing better.
I'm not sure you were going to say chicken soup.
Really? Nothing better than Jewish penicillin chicken soup. And with cold season, flu season, and God knows what
Don't
other...
Don't even say the word.
What other season sickness is upon us. Nothing better than a hot bowl of Jewish penicillin chicken soup. There are so many different ways to make chicken soup. I like the method of the low, slow simmer for hours on the stovetop.
Me too. If you're brave enough, you can even do it overnight.
Yes.
And it gets so hearty. The color gets so rich. And that's also a sense of comfort, I feel.
Do you use whole chicken pieces, chicken bones in your chicken soup? What's your secret?
So basically, I use whatever on hand. I've even made a low-fat version with just white chicken breast. And that was fabulous because you can, you know, accentuate it and enhance it with so many vegetables.
Of course, your favorite thing. Of course. To get back to the hot vegetables.
I'm not going to go there today. But everything leads back to my favorite. So
when I make my chicken soup, I like to put it up like in one of those big stock pots. Again, you could buy one of those big stock pots locally at the restaurant supply store on Hempstead Turnpike in West Hempstead. So I like to put up a big pot. That way I can containerize it afterwards in quart containers, stick them in the freezer and pull them out as I need them, because soup is one of those things that you can freeze excellently. It really freezes well. And
so
then you always have
soup. Soup takes on a better flavor sometimes the next day or the day after. And I find frozen soup is just as good, if not better, than fresh.
So when I put up my chicken soup, I like to use a combination of chicken pieces and chicken bones. And I put those in a net cooking bag inside the pot. I add carrots, celery, onions, your holy trinity of vegetables. Those always get diced up and put in the pot. And then I like to put my other vegetables that I use in also in net bags, because those vegetables don't always maintain their integrity when they cook and they get mushy. So that way I put zucchini, Leah's favorite, sweet potato, parsnip, turnip. I like to use fresh dill in the chicken soup also. And I put it up with spices and salt, pepper, garlic, and let it simmer for a long time on the stovetop. The whole house smells incredible. And then I take out the bags of the chicken pieces and the mushy vegetables, and I shred the chicken back into the soup so that there's actual chicken pieces in the soup. And now that I have grandchildren, granddaughters, I take the vegetables from my soup and I smush them up and I mash them for the babies to eat. They love chicken soup vegetables. It's the best. And then to add into the soup, you can make matzo balls or egg noodles, or there's something my grandmother used to make, and it's called Schwämmchen. I don't know. It's a German term. My grandmother came from Germany, and it's like a dumpling. It's kind of, you just mix flour and eggs together with a little bit of salt and pepper, and you spoon drop them into the soup as it's boiling.
So it's like egg drop?
It's not like egg drop. Egg drop is just egg in the soup.
Right.
So this has flour in it.
But I'm curious about this thing that you're talking about.
It's Schwämmchen. It's like I said, it's kind of like a dumpling. I know there's a Hungarian version of it also called like Nudelach or Nodli, or I don't know, because I'm not Hungarian. I don't know the name for it. But it's a dumpling and it's delicious. And when I don't have a matzo ball mix or something like that, I've always got eggs and flour, and it takes literally 2 seconds to make, and you drop it into the soup and it's delicious.
I'm also going to give one little tip that I learned from my mother-in-law that...
Wait, you learned something from your mother-in-law?
Yes.
This is amazing news here. Go ahead. Tell us.
So she always toasted her noodles in the oven first. So
even for soup?
Yes.
How interesting.
Yeah. So it's a huge, wonderful little thing. I put them in like a aluminum foil pan and I toast them maybe 5 minutes. You can do a variety of noodles. Sometimes I do like little noodle squares or orzo or fine noodles, anything that I have in the house. When the kids come, I do alphabets or stars, right, things like that. So it's more fun. So you roast them in the oven for maybe 5 minutes, and then you boil them. I boil them in salt water, and then I add them to the soup.
You don't boil them in the soup?
I don't, because I find that it takes away a lot of the liquid of the soup.
And it makes it starchy then. It's not
exactly. And I like my soup to stay clear. That's just a little...
Do you strain your soup? Because some people strain their soup.
I don't. My mother used to.
Yeah.
But I do not. But like I said, I love the rich color and the rich flavor of a slow cooked chicken soup.
What about other types of soups? Now, I'm going to tell you my soup that I do not like. I do not like tomato-based soups. So tomato rice, not for me. Don't like it. Not my cup of soup.
Okay. I'm not against tomato-based soup.
Nah.
I have a friend who used to always bring over a couple of times a year tomato rice soup.
Yeah.
And it was a nice change for us because I don't really make that.
I know people like a tomato soup with like a grilled cheese sandwich. Like you can make a meal out of it, but not my thing. What other type of soups do you like?
So one of my all-time favorites is, of course, French onion soup.
That's delicious. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fabulous. And vegetable soup is fantastic. And any form of vegetable soup, like zucchini leek, carrot soup even.
Yum.
Or change. Split pea is fabulous.
Split pea is a good soup. I love a good, hearty, thick soup. Like it's a meal. Like if you do like a mushroom barley or beef barley soup.
Delicious.
Or split pea soup, a lentil soup with a crusty bread and a salad, you have a whole meal. You don't need to have anything else with it. It's delicious. You know what another really cool soup to make is, and it's not so usual, is an Italian wedding soup. I don't know why it's called Italian wedding soup. I'm not Italian, as you can obviously tell.
We have some family living in Italy.
That's right. You have your husband's family.
Exactly.
Is in Italy. They escaped the war and moved to Italy, right?
Yes. Yes.
So that's the case. Do they make Italian wedding soup?
I don't think so. But
is it an Italian thing?
I don't know. I mean, actually will send an email to my cousin Giorgio in Rome.
Oh, ask him if he has a recipe for an authentic Italian wedding soup. And then we could share it with the people on WestHempsteadEcho.com.
Yeah.
Like an authentic Italian wedding soup. And we could share the one that I make. But
they actually have like a bed and bath in Rome. So I'm happy to ask them. Maybe we could also, you know, visit with them, or
that would be great. Yeah.
Or get some talk about
Italian stuff. But Italian wedding soup. Okay. So Italian wedding soup is a rich broth with little meatballs in it. I like to make the meatballs out of ground veal, which is delicious. I know some people don't eat veal, but you could do it out of ground beef or ground chicken. And there's also wine in the soup, a white wine. So of course you can get all your wine locally at Figaro on Hempstead Avenue in West Hempstead. And right at the end of the soup, once it's finished cooking, you throw in fresh spinach leaves so that they just wilt. And it's just an unusual, distinctive flavor to the Italian wedding soup that's not a very common everyday soup. But don't save it for special occasions. Make it anytime. It's not so hard to make. I'm going to share a recipe with you as part of this podcast afterwards for Italian wedding soup. It's delicious. You can buy all the ingredients for any of the soups locally at any of our local supermarkets. They all carry the fresh produce or chicken or beef that you need. Stop and Shop, Western Beef, South Cherry Valley, Lidl or Lidl. Well, how do you pronounce it? I don't know.
I believe it's Lidl.
Lidl. It's neither of those. It's Lidl. Okay. Which it's an interesting store. I don't know if you guys have gotten a chance to go in there, but maybe on a future podcast, we should go in there and walk around the store and we could check out some of their products, because they carry some brands that we're familiar with, like Coca-Cola and stuff like that. But most of their stuff is their own brand, kind of like Trader Joe's or Aldi, along the same venue. But back to soup. We'll talk about that.
Okay. So French onion soup is something that for years I always ate out. And then, you know, I tried to make it at home. And it's really, really not so difficult. The hardest part is just slicing the onions.
Chopping all those onions.
Onions and caramelizing them. But it gives such a warm, cozy, delicious smell in the house. And it's a delicious comfort food.
Do you have a hack for slicing those onions and not tearing or crying?
I do.
Oh, what is it? Share it.
Well, if you put the onions in the fridge for a little while prior to slicing them, you will have fewer tears.
Really? Yep. I didn't know that one. Oh, I saw something recently where someone put a wet paper towel on their cutting board while chopping their onions, and that's supposed to also help. I don't know how that works.
Oh, I can try that one. Also, you know, if you wear contact lenses, you definitely cry less.
For sure. I know that I wear contacts and I don't have a problem chopping onions. Maybe I'm so used to chopping them all these years.
No,
I have to warn my husband in the house. I'm going to be chopping onions today, Mark. And he like has to hide because his eyes will bother him from the other end of the house.
So I started wearing lenses when I probably at age 45. And it really made a change in my onion chopping, you know, from the no, nothing in the eye. And now with lenses, it's a free for all. It's great. I can chop as many onions as needed.
What else goes in the French onion soup besides the onions?
Also white wine.
White wine, another white wine soup.
Yeah.
You can get that at Figaro.
Yes. You can use some beef broth.
Beef broth. And if you're kosher and want to keep it parv, so you can use real cheese in your French onion soup, what substitute would you do for that?
Oh, so there are vegetarian beef flavored broths.
Okay.
Or I would do, sometimes you can mix like a chicken consomme and a mushroom consomme and add a lot of garlic and salt and pepper, and it'll be fabulous. And you cook it for a long time, so it gets a rich brown flavor.
I know I put a little thyme in my French onion soup because thyme just goes so well with the onions. It like brings out the flavor of them really well. And then you do like a slice of French bread on the top and cheese it up and melt it, and it's so yummy.
Yep, always yummy, delicious. Just also a vegetable soup. A roasted vegetable soup is just an awesome thing to have on.
So I'm glad you said the word roasted, because roasted vegetables is the key to adding that depth of flavor to your soup. So it's easy to throw all the vegetables in a pot, cover it with water and spices and broth, and let it boil. But take the extra 20 minutes and throw those vegetables on a sheet pan in the oven, roast them up, because the roasting starts to caramelize all the veggies, and it really enhances the flavor of your soup tremendously.
So also, I just wanted to give a little, there's a little hack I read about, and if you're not against adding mashed potatoes to your soup, you can add mashed potatoes to a thin soup in order to get it more creamy without adding milk or cream.
Like a potato that you mashed up, or like mashed potato flakes?
Either one.
I never heard of that. Might have to try it out.
So now you did.
Sounds great.
Really a great little hack to add to your vegetable soup. And also, in case by chance you oversalt or overspice your soup, add a potato and it will draw out some of the extra salt.
That's also another great hack for making soups.
Sometimes we all overspice and oversalt, and it happens.
I have a tendency to undersalt my stuff because I'm always afraid to oversalt it. And I think people can add salt if they want to. So
absolutely.
I like to do less rather than more.
Absolutely.
But sometimes that salt gets away from you in there. I think that we're going to call that a wrap for today.
And okay.
Everybody stay warm, bundle up.
And happy, have a super, super day.
Have a super day and happy winter. Let's hope it's an easy one.
Thank you for listening to Cooking Vibes with Michelle and Leah. Join us next week as we get ready to welcome the new year. Have a great day.